According to dating website SeekingArrangement.com, a growing number of college women are signing up for the site, which helps wealthy older men, and sometimes women, meet younger dating partners who'd like to meet them. But Seeking Arrangement's users aren't as interested in love as they are in mutually beneficial arrangements. Young women, also known as sugar babies, post how much allowance they'd expect from their suitors, known as sugar daddies. According to the site's creators, more and more college women have signed up to take part. 330 of them hail from Central Florida colleges, and 67 are students at UCF, which puts UCF at number 14 in the list of top 20 schools with the largest number of students using the site. Are young women so cynical and materialistic that they've given up on finding healthy relationships? Is the cost of tuition so high that young people are willing to sell themselves to help offset their loan payments? Maybe, or maybe not. For eons, society has emphasized marrying young women off to men who can care for them. Disney movies have played up the poor girls need to marry rich theme to get their happily ever after endings. And for far too long, we've placed less emphasis on the valuable things women offer in the workplace. Women earn less than men, and they tend to get passed over for managerial positions. The more education a woman has, the greater disparity in pay compared to her male counterparts. So before we gasp at the fact that young women are signing up for Seeking Arrangement, maybe we should think about whether the messages we send them are actually driving them in that direction in the first place.